From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexia reporting. The president's senior advisor goes before the Senate Intel Committee. Jared Kushner, U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, denying Monday that he or anyone else with the Trump campaign had any improper contacts with Russia leading up to or after the 2016 election.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
Kushner was speaking at the White House in a brief statement after answering questions in a closed-door meeting with the Senate Intelligence Committee investigators, the first of two congressional interviews for Kushner this week. Kushner said he had no improper contacts with Russians.
I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information.
Kushner did not take any questions from reporters, but he did offer a bit of a supportive offensive in his remarks with regard to the president and those who voted for him.
Donald Trump had a better message and ran a smarter campaign, and that is why he won. Suggesting otherwise ridicules those who voted for him.
Kushner is set to face members of the House Intelligence Committee Tuesday in another closed-door session. Massachusetts' highest court ruled Monday it's against the law for local police officers to hold people based exclusively on their immigration status in order to give federal officials enough time to detain them. The state's Supreme Judicial Court concluded that, quote, nothing in the statutes or common law of Massachusetts authorizes court officers to make a civil arrest in these circumstances. People who come to the country illegally or legally and overstay their visas, they are here unlawfully, but they've committed no crime. A recent video emerged of fighters loyal to Libyan warlord General Khalifa Haftar massacring suspected Islamic State militants dressed in orange jumpsuits. The footage posted initially on Libyan social media sites depicts an apparent mass killing conducted in deliberate and macabre mimicry of IS-style executions. 18 prisoners are seen in the footage being shot in sequence in the back of the head at point-blank range with bursts of semi-automatic gunfire. VOA is unable to verify the authenticity of the video, but the Libyan National Army has not issued a denial of the killings. The United Nations envoy for the Middle East peace process is urging a quick resolution to the current crisis around the Al-Aqsa Mosque, also known as the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Envoy Nikolai Mladenov said a solution needs to be found this week or dangers on the ground will escalate. The incident comes at a time of mounting tension between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem shrine revered by Muslims and Jews. Michael Fishbach, a Middle East expert at Randolph-Macon College, is alarmed at the rising tensions.
The worst-case scenario is that we could be heading toward a third Palestinian intifada, and that's something that disturbs a lot of people on various sides, because it inevitably would lead to bloodshed on both sides. There's been a lot of frustration, certainly among Palestinians in recent years, frustration at any number of sources of blame. And something like this, which deals with religion, is just as if it's a third rail. And so that, I think, is what all parties are desperate to try to avoid.
Palestinians have rejected the security measures as a humiliation to Muslims, increasing the tensions over who controls the contested compound. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte urging his critics in the State of the Union address Monday not to trivialize his drug war by muddling his anti-drug campaign with demands for human rights. The controversial leader made the drug war a central theme of his administration.
I will not allow the ruin of the youth, the disintegration of families, and the retrogression of communities forced by criminals whose greed for money is as insatiable as it is devoid of moral purpose.
Duterte said despite international and local pressures, the fight will not stop. But Duterte's law and order image is under attack with growing concerns about rights violations in his anti-drug campaign. The U.S. government says the HIV epidemic is coming under control in Swaziland, the country with the world's highest prevalence of the virus. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.